Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, December 21st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Taliban in Afghanistan is causing problems for evangelism. Evangelcube International's Tom Doyle just returned from there and reports a positive response to their work.
We are working with the young church there in Afghanistan and doing some Evangelcube training. The people there love the Evangelcube because 70% of the Afghans are illiterate. So it's just a great presentation of the gospel for them, and the church is growing and healthy.
Next, the phenomenon of child soldiers continues, with as many as 300,000 who remain active in 20 wars. The greater problem comes during peace, where rehabilitation efforts in many war zones are incomplete. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins says government leaders have asked them to come and help in the situation. Their team trained over 100 church leaders in equipping.
They were able to train over 100 pastors and church leaders and actually lead those newly trained workers into 19 schools where they distributed 21,000 books. There are few of any textbooks, so the teachers immediately began using the Book of Hope in the classrooms.
And finally, we turn to the United States, where the International Bible Society and more than 125 Christian leaders teamed up in a special project. This past Sunday, in the state of Colorado, IBS provided a customized New Testament to nearly 100,000 people in the wrappers of the local newspaper. The package also included help for people unfamiliar with Scripture, spiritual encouragement, and a website address to help recipients connect with local churches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.